Dan, you tell me about those visions, those special visions that you received.
Well, see what happened. When I had the first near-death experience, George, you lift it out of your body, you acclimate, it's this blue-gray place that, is the place where people get trapped or purgatory if you're not really careful, if you're not paying attention to your values or really paying attention. It's like a cleansing level that you go through. And people have to be prepared that and ready for that. Then you move through the tunnel and acclimate or connect with everything you've ever loved, and then you become aware of a higher spiritual being. Some people call Jesus, God, Buddha, but it's really a higher nature of yourself. At least this is what I believe. Then I had a panoramic life review. That's the most important thing to me. You see your life pass before you. You watch it from a second-person point of view, and you become that person. You feel everything you've ever done. Like when we send these cards, we're going to be able, when our life passes before us or the great book of judgment, to feel the joy these people protecting us feel. Okay? And this is the part of the near-death experience that most amazed me. So that people can feel us sending our love through these Christmas cards, going to the VFW, Ladies Auxiliary, that they'll distribute so that they can write us back. And they email you and we get to feel what we've received.
Absolutely.
So then I moved through these levels of energy. They were not, then there's no definition or description of them, George, but I've done this three times, But the first one, I moved through these levels of energy that were like streams or consciousnesses or like a mist that I could function in. And there were these like crystal cities, like Christ says, in my Father's house, there's many mansions. If that were not true, why would I say so? Well, there's true. So when I entered this crystal building of light and energy, like a cathedral, these beings were before me. This is the oldest story there is about me. Because when I wrote this down and described it in 1975 and 76, no one even could grip it. But when 20 years later or 30 years later, you look at it and you see how real it was, these beings appeared. And each of these beings seemed to... There was 13 beings, 12, and then there was a being more powerful or more conscious than these others. And each one would become to be the only thing I saw, and they would transmit this information, like I always call them, the boxes of knowledge.
Yes.
And it would run to 2014, and there were things that I had written down because it was some tough times then. I was 25 years old. I had never heard of any of this stuff. I would have never believed it anyway. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing it. As I wrote it down, the first of these events, which was Chernobyl, it was the Arab-Israeli Peace Accord. It's what's happening in the Middle East and where we are with oil and, just so many points of reference. See, people always think they're prophecies. But I said, no, I believe that these points, as they occur in history, which have been pretty accurate, George, that were the things that would keep me on the straight and narrow to execute and achieve the goal that I believe they sent me back, which is what I'm doing with Sovereignty Medical, Compassion and Action, the Twilight Brigade, and working with auxiliaries, the service organizations, to help families. And you guys are helping me. You're putting it all up, so then you should be able to fulfill the reward of this at the same time. So each of these things that have occurred in these prophecies, I've been just as amazed. I didn't even believe it, what they were, George, until 4 years later, when the first one started coming through.
What took so long?
Well, I didn't know what they were. I think I would have recognized the stuff a little earlier. But, that's all hoodoo in 1975 to a redneck in South Carolina. But it still happened, It was Raymond who discovered the first one. He called me. We turned on television, and it was Chernobyl, and it was one other thing that he had told me about Ronald Reagan running for president. It was RR that I'd seen in the vision and how it would happen and the fall of the Soviet Union and who it was. And I swore that it couldn't have never been Ronald Reagan. I swore the letters represented Robert Redford.
That's interesting.
Well, because of the environmental issues, and this is who I thought it was, and he would kid me till this day about it. But it, what happens when you perceive that stuff over there, George? You have to bring it in back from there and put it in a context of yourself as a person, Daniel Brinkley, and then develop a language to describe it to people. Well, I think what I've been able to do, because I live in this every day, I'm woo-woo, and I love the stuff. You know I listen to Coast all the time. I call you.
You are one of our callers during our phone sessions sometimes.
Yeah, because they're great shows. This show about intelligent design, that should be the wake-up call to every spiritual searcher in the universe or who listens to this show. Intelligent design is still the beginning of a metamorphosis or a morphosis of spirituality or consciousness into our everyday mainstream life. We're democracy fighting what appears to be Islam. We call them terrorists, but it's democracies fighting and now a radical form of Islam, a religion. When that kind of stuff starts, any historian can look back and see what's going to come next. We're just better able, better mechanized by which to engage it. So when that happens, what you do is take a really good grip on your spiritual self. For me, it's the panoramic life review. You're going to see your whole life pass before you. You're going to watch it in a 360-degree panorama. Then you're going to watch it from a second-person point of view, like friends do with each other,
yes.
Like what I do at the bedside of veterans.